Live to you, coming from Channel 9 Studios, Microsoft head office. I'm here with who?
Emil Cabot.
And Emil, why are we here?
We are here.
What's that noise?
Oh, that's our phone. We got to turn off our phone first because we're recording.
Oh, okay. That's right. So remember, when recording your Channel 9 video, first tip, turn off your phone. So I'll just go ahead and turn off my phone now, like a good tech. There we go.
So we're here today for the MVP Tech Talk Show. We're career coding and cookies. I'm here with fellow MVP Dave Kuula. My name is Emil Cabot. This show was designed to share best practices on career soft skills, ITI topics, dev solutions, and OSS technologies within the community.
You did that first try.
That's great.
I know. So we've got about 5 minutes to talk to our viewers here today about community and a few things. What do we actually want to talk about here today, Emil?
We want to talk about some freemium solutions.
What is freemium?
Freemium are our top tier, best in class solutions that you pay absolutely nothing for.
But I like paying for stuff. Why would I use all this stuff for free?
I don't like paying for stuff.
I like paying top dollar. Even if it is free, I'll pay for it anyways.
I'll take free wherever I can get it. So what we're going to do today is we're going to show you or detail out 4 free solutions that we use in our day-to-day consulting practice.
That sounds awesome.
And these are focused around Hyper-V as well as backing up systems that aren't virtual.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. So the first one that we're going to talk to you about today is, have you ever had issues in your environment patching your servers?
No. Absolutely.
None of you have ever had an issue patching your server, right?
No, and everybody uses Config Manager to patch the servers.
Exactly, because we're all licensed for Config Manager, but we're here to talk about free stuff. So
right. The
first free tool for patching your server is called WSUS, Windows Software Update Services. If you haven't checked this out, it is super cool. But the problem is, there's some configurations that need to be done under the covers, right, Emil?
Yes, and there's very little automated management with SUS as it stands to itself. So what we've developed at Tricon Elite is a full automated solution around patching your servers using Windows SUS as well as PowerShell.
That's pretty cool. Now, where can we find this amazing solution?
The URL for that is
it's http://patchsolution.codeplex.com. Exactly. You know, we get confused. We should probably do an AKA on that just to make it easier on ourselves. But the best part about that, how much does that cost?
It's free.
I love the word free. Maybe one day I'll get a cherry red Ferrari for free. For me.
So, okay, Dave, can you take a couple of minutes and tell our viewers actually what the patch solution does and how it automates the SUS deployment for servers?
Yeah, absolutely. So basically, if you've ever struggled with building maintenance windows around your solutions, Emil, the patch solution will actually create maintenance windows. It'll take and do multiple scheduled reboots. It'll download, it'll report, it'll email out all of the statistics, and it does all of that for 100% for free. So I suggest you guys go check it out, download it, and try it out. Give us your feedback, too. Let us know what you think. We released that as kind of a cool community. And you know what? We can't take credit for that.
No.
Our good friend and hopefully soon to be MVP. Fellow MVP, Alan Rafuse, actually did all of the coding inside of there. And he did an absolutely fantastic job. So you know what? 2 thumbs up, Alan. You know, the people that we've talked to that use it today absolutely love that.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so we're on a tight schedule here. So what's next?
Okay, so next is the Hyper-V Task Manager. This is another one of your favorite tools as well, so I'm going to put the ball back in your court once again.
Yeah, so one of the traditional issues that you have with virtualization, Emil, is that you've got multiple layers of performance statistics and counters that are nested inside of your virtual machine. So it's sometimes a little difficult to, you know, drill in and figure out what's going on. So our good friends over at Veeam Software actually came up with a free download, and it's a free tool, and it's called the Hyper-V Task Manager. And so basically what it allows you to do is drill into those individual VMs, and it'll really help you try to pinpoint and track down that runaway VM very, very quickly. So we did a couple sessions or episodes yesterday on our interview with an MVP channel, and we actually specifically dug into that. So if you're looking for more information on it, it's there. It is a free download, so just go to veeam.com. You can download it right from there. And once again, it's absolutely 100%
free.
Exactly. All right.
we spend a lot of our time in virtualization, and as a result of that, we really like Veeam for backup, replication, DR. As well, Veeam provides a whole suite of free tools. So what's another one that Veeam gives us?
You know what? I've always had issues, Emil, with backing up my laptops and physical devices. And so this has always been a big challenge for me is, you know, I've got my CIO or my CEO's laptop, and I want to make sure that his data is actually protected. But you know what? I'm that guy that likes to pay for those really expensive licenses, and you're that guy that likes to come up with these amazing solutions that actually are free. And so what would you recommend for that scenario?
So what Veeam has is a free product. It's called Veeam Endpoint Backup. And this is a really, really great tool because the cost is free. And if you're an existing Veeam customer, it'll actually allow you to back up your physical machines into that Veeam repository that you already have. So then you can leverage the backup infrastructure that you have across your enterprise. Works really well across server workloads as well as your physical.
My phone's just going nuts.
Works really well across your physical machines, your servers, workstations as well. One of the problems that I run into a lot is organizations don't want to pay for endpoint backup because they have this corporate policy that says all company material must be stored on our servers so that we can back them up using our typical server workloads. I don't know about you guys, but I'm not going to go to my CEO and tell him that he can't store files on his desktop.
Cool. So we've got another. How many free tools is that now? That's 1, 2, 3 free tools for you. Not zero, it's 3. See? Well, that's kind of confusing, sorry.
So we're not plugging Veeam here today, so let's move off of the Veeam world. We've got a couple of other free tools as well that we'll quickly discuss. And this is from a relatively new company in the space. They're known as Five9 Software. And what are these two tools?
So there's Five9 Manager, which extends the functionality of Hyper-V. And they've got a free version of that as well that you can use for small to mid-sized businesses. And then my personal favorite one that they've got is they've got a P2V conversion tool. And so that tool can actually help you take and convert your existing physical servers and will be a great tool.
Awesome. Can it just do physical servers to Hyper-V?
Yeah, do what? Virtual to virtual as well. Right. So it can help you convert from your VMware environments over to Hyper-V. It's a nice sidecar add-on to the Microsoft Virtual Machine Converter. Yes. And the big one is that it can do Linux workloads as well. So in this kind of share everything ecosystem, that's kind of a really big one. But you know what, guys? Here's the deal. Is at the end of the day, we've got a couple cool products that come from third-party vendors. But I think, you know, we should probably also plug some of the other free resources that are out there that are available for people. One of them being the Microsoft Virtual Academy, one of my personal favorites.
Right.
So much content out there.
AKA.MS/MVA. That one's easy. Microsoft exactly. gave us that one.
The TechNet scripting library. So any of your PowerShell scripts, the scripting guys are there. Our friend Sean.
Sean Carney. Yeah.
Is a big member of that. And so there's tons of great great resources up there as well. And don't forget about your TechNet virtual labs.
Absolutely.
So if you're looking to spin up, environments where you can learn and you don't have the money to maybe buy a laptop or hardware or spin up your own home lab, that TechNet virtual library has been out for a very long time. And there's some amazing free resources on there. And like you get a couple hours of free flight time. And they're constantly updating that with kind of the newest, latest, and greatest technologies. So I think that's probably just about a wrap for us here, Emil. You know, thank you very much for joining me here today. And it's been pretty cool to be able to do this community show.
Yeah, and a huge thank you for Microsoft for giving us access to the Channel 9 Labs. This is not quite the studio that we're regularly used to working in. So it's awesome to be here.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks.